fishiest of all fishy places was the Tripots, which well deserved its name, for the pots there were always boiling chowders. Chowder for breakfast, and chowder for dinner, and chowder for supper, till you began to look for fish bones coming through your clothes. The area before the house was paved with clamshells. Mrs. Hussey wore a polished necklace of codfish vertebrae, and Horsea Hussey had his account books bound in superior old shark skin. There was a fishy flavor to the milk, too, which I could not at all account for, till one morning, happening to take a stroll along the beach among some fishermen's boats, I saw Horsea's bridled cow feeding on fish remnants and marching along the sand with each foot in a cod's decapitated head, looking very slipshod, I assure ye. Supper concluded, we received a lamp and directions from Mrs. Hussey concerning the nearest way to bed. But as Queequeg was about to precede me up the stairs, the lady reached forth her arm and demanded his harpoon. She allowed no harpoon in her chambers. Why not? Said I. Every true whaleman sleeps with his harpoon. But why not? Because it's dangerous, says she. Ever since young Stiggs, coming from that unfortunate voyage of his, when he was gone 4 years and a half, with only 3 barrels of ile, was found dead in my first floor back, with his harpoon in his side. Ever since then, I allow no boarders to take such dangerous weapons in their rooms at night. So, Mr. Queequeg, for she had learned his name, I will just take this here iron and keep it with me till morning. But the chowder, clam or cod? Tomorrow for breakfast, men. Both, says I. And let's have a couple of smoked herring by the way of variety.